The directors of an Auckland development company could face jail time after charging affordable home buyers extras for driveways and fences, making their homes no longer affordable. The Auckland Council has charged Imperial Homes and its directors and land agent with 42 counts of breaching the Resource Management Act. It had been given fast-tracked consents under the old special housing areas in return for providing affordable homes in Hobsonville, but then tried to charge buyers tens of thousands of dollars more than the cap. Rowan Quinn reports.
The affordable homes at the Scott Point development were allowed to be no more than $636,000 under the special housing area rules, which were created to encourage more homes in Auckland. Buyers told RNZ they maxed out their mortgages and savings to buy their homes and were surprised to suddenly be landed with bills for up to $48,000 for the landscaping basics. The chair of the planning committee, Chris Darby, says the council agrees that was a breach of the law and has laid charges in the Auckland District Court.
The court expects you to file with a good evidence base, and we've brought that evidence base after some exhaustive interviews, and we've come through this extremely thoroughly, and we are confident that we have got a strong case now.
RNZ's reached out to Imperial Homes lawyers for a comment today. Earlier this year, they said it was entitled to charge extra for the landscaping because the affordability rules referred only to the dwellings themselves. It said the extra charges had been made clear to buyers in sales and purchase agreements. But the buyers told RNZ the landscaping bills were not optional, and Imperial actively pursued them for the payments. And they were also critical of how long the council took to act. Mr Darby says he feels for the vulnerable first home buyers, and as soon as he found out about the situation, took it very seriously.
We discussed it at the highest part of this council, both politically, myself and Mayor Phil Goff, and with the chief executive. And that's led us to this action.
The maximum penalty for the company is $600,000, while the directors and land agent face $300,000 or 2 years imprisonment if found guilty. Buyers contacted today say they're relieved to hear about the charges, but some have been told they won't be included in the prosecution because their complaints didn't meet the legal requirements. Mr Darby says the council's looking at separate legal action for them. I tāmaki makaurau mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi ko Rowan Quinn DNA.